morning. Now, there's this show coming out on Fox. It starts this Wednesday. It's called Armed and Famous. If you've seen the previews for this, you know what I'm talking about. But there was this preview online that I stumbled upon on YouTube that had some clips of these guys. Like, they're trying to become cops or...
Yeah.
Rent-a-cops or...
Rent-a-cops work in a mall.
Okay. But they're trying to be... Who knows what they're going to be doing? They could work in a mall in this season. You put that past
they
them?
They could.
They're going to actually put Eric Estrada and LaToya Jackson out in real world. Jack Osborne.
Oh, gosh. I think what they do is they're letting them go through police academy and then they have to ride with an actual officer.
Is that what happens?
I think so.
You've studied this entire show, haven't you?
A little.
Are you going to be watching it?
I might.
Yeah, well, this might encourage you a little bit more. I know you heard some of this earlier. But they show the part, I guess they have to get zapped for training.
Yeah.
Which you said you didn't have to do as a prison guard.
Nope. I was not a prison guard.
Sorry, what's the...
Corrections officer.
Is a corrections officer? You didn't
at
have to
jail,
get...
jail, not a prison.
You didn't have to get zapped or anything?
No.
No mace or nothing?
Nothing.
But LaToya Jackson has to. Wee Man has to. Eric Estrada, check this out.
You know, one of my testicles has enlarged from getting zapped by a taser.
Hmm. That's what everybody wants to know.
Yeah.
Some 60-year-old man's enlargement problems.
Thank you, Eric.
Nice.
For that mental picture.
And then Wee Man, they just have a very, very wide variety of people on the show. Wee Man from Jackass, right?
Yeah.
Is on there, and he probably handled it the best out of the ones I saw.
Good! Okay, good.
And that man giggling in the background is LaToya Jackson, who, realized it wasn't all that funny seconds later.
Ready?
Yes, go for it.
Can you imagine if that was Michael? It would be like...
I don't... He could have just died.
Ready?
Yes, go for it.
That's great. I really love when you just take this part by itself. That sounds like that could have been Michael, you know, during, like, in the Jesus Juice room or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, Sticks in the Morning.
Hi, I was just calling. You guys were talking about corrections officers being called prison guards.
Yeah.
I work at the prison in Ellsworth, and they really don't like that.
They don't like being called... Okay.
They don't like being called guards. They want to be called correctional officers.
Yeah.
And I don't know why, but they're very offended when they're called guards.
I would think that'd be cool, you know? Like, corrections officer makes it sound like you're making hopeless attempts at trying to...
Correct their behavior?
Conform, or help them conform to society.
Which is probably what administration wants.
Right.
That's why they have them call them that. But they do get very offended. And I don't know if it makes them feel more a part of law enforcement to be called corrections officers, or... I mean, because they are law enforcement, just on a different level.
Right, yeah.
Law
enforcement of the prison, yeah.
Yeah.
My pen. I dropped it.